My view on basic and sophisticated vocabulary is this. There are two kinds of C2 vocabulary. There is useful C2 vocabulary that makes you a real native, and there is useless C2 vocabulary that is not really used and that is just to be known as a fun fact. At the beginning of the video, I used fairly sophisticated words on purpose. I said to be in two minds about something, to ponder, to concur, byproduct, and I did that on purpose because these, in my opinion, are useful C2 vocabulary because they're not extremely popular. We don't say them every single day in every single sentence, but they are indeed used, and natives don't perceive them as ridiculous. A couple of weeks ago, I made a video on the review of the amazing book, Lessons in Chemistry, which you can find over here, where I say that when I tagged the author in my Instagram post, she thanked me, and that's my version of rubbing shoulders with the upper echelons of society. Now, to rub shoulders with someone is technically informal, but I consider it C2 because it's not something that you learn in books, but it is indeed used in real life and you will hear it on TV. It means that you spend time and you're friends with important people of society. However, echelon, which means a level or group of people within an organization, is absolutely useless because no one in their right mind would ever say it. It's basically pointless for you to know it, and please do not use it that often because it could potentially be seen as ridiculous by native speakers. So, why do I even teach you these words in the first place? I am a language geek, and as ridiculous and pointless as these words may be, as a language learner myself, I love knowing these words in the languages that I speak because that makes me feel like a true native. But that's just me being a language geek. I started this YouTube channel specifically to feed and express my geekiness and to help other people out there who might feel the same as me. Funnily enough, though, specifically with echelon and other such abstruse words, native speakers can sometimes say them ironically and sarcastically. So, going back to the fact that I was rubbing shoulders with the upper echelons of society, a native speaker who likes using these words might actually say those words in this case because it's a humorous way to sort of make fun of the fact that now I am famous because the writer of a book replied to me. So it can happen. Some people can say these words. It's obviously great if you know them, but it doesn't make a big difference if you don't. I use some of these crazy words that I teach you just because I am a language geek and I do like playing with words because I like the fact that I know that I know these words, but that's just me being me. If you type the word echelon into Youglish, which is an amazing website that shows you how a word is pronounced in a real-life sentence by native speakers usually, you will see that the only cases where this word is actually used is in very formal contexts, such as politics and the government, because no one on the street would ever dare to utter this word. Obviously, all these words work a treat in English exams, but in real life, knowing them doesn't necessarily and automatically make you a better speaker. Unfortunately, in Italy, where I studied, we learn a lot of literature when we study a foreign language. So, after only 2 years of real-life German grammar and vocabulary, which is a very short period of time, we did 3 years of literature. So, in German, I can say words like Festung, which means fort, fortress, aka completely useless C2 vocabulary. But up until 2 or 3 years ago, I did not know how to say the word bench because we never had the time to learn it. And I had to look it up for myself almost 10 years after I went to school and studied German. And I'm sure you can tell I am not impressed by what the school system had to offer there. All of this begs the next question, in real English, do we even actually use sophisticated words? As an English teacher, I have to teach you the sophisticated versions of the basic words great and amazing. And depending on the context, you can get glorious, exhilarating, excellent, tremendous. But in real everyday life, nobody uses those words. Okay, possibly me, but again, I am not a good benchmark for this. We always say great and amazing. Those are the two most common and natural reactions to anything that is good. Instead of big, you could say imposing, majestic. But do we really say those words? No. We say big, very big, massive and huge, and that's where it ends. There are a lot of videos out there that teach you alternatives to how are you, and the title is usually don't say how are you all the time. But in real life, how are you is the primary thing that we say when we want to start a conversation with anyone. There are a couple of other options that are fairly common, such as how's it going, how's everything going, how are things, but how are you is still the best option that we always go for, and you shouldn't feel basic for using it because that's what we say. Why would we make it more difficult for ourselves by trying to find a more creative option to a very simple how are you? Options like what's up or how's it hanging are extremely informal and colloquial, and we never really use them, especially in spoken English. They can be used in written English, and yes, they can be said as well, but we simply don't really. You can hear it, so be ready to understand it. So it's good that you know the words, but don't say them because they're so informal that they're slightly weird almost. Stick to how are you, and that's perfect. And that's it for today. If you like this video, please don't forget to give it a thumbs up and to subscribe to my channel down below. And do let me know in the comments if you have any questions about the words that I've mentioned today, if you have any observations about what I've said in terms of my opinions, and if you agree or disagree, and how you feel about using C2 vocabulary in languages, and how you feel about grammar being either sophisticated or not, or just right or wrong. Let me know, as it's a topic that I've never really talked about, but I'm really interested in. In the meantime, I will see you on Tuesday with another explanation video.